Hello, hello. This is Garth Nelson and one other person?
Jen Barr.
Welcoming you to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Yeah, there's only one other person in studio today.
Yes, since I always forget to mention him, now that he's not here, let's mention Troy, our producer, who will be producing this later.
After we produce it.
Yes, after we do the production, which is not somehow production. I'm not quite sure how that works.
It's just because you're not qualified to be a producer.
Yes.
It's just all about the licenses.
I'm not really sure what I'm qualified for. Let's see. One thing I'm qualified for is to wonder how in the heck they are going to finish Lost in one more episode. I do not understand how they are going to do that. I'm really worried that all of the loose ends that I'm looking forward to seeing tied up are not going to be tied up.
Is it going to be like a really super duper episode?
I'm wondering that, yes. Maybe it'll not just be, maybe it'll be more than just an hour episode. It'll be like, I don't know, like a 3 week episode or something. I'll just wrap everything up.
The last one episode will be.
It'll just go for like 384 hours.
Well, the first episode of this season was two episodes, right?
Yeah, I think that's usually what they do at the end too. But man, there are just so many things. I mean, they've got two universes to tie together somehow. Besides the fact that, you know, I mean, there's all these people all over the place on all the, although a lot of people in, oh, I shouldn't say that part of it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. There have been some disappearances. But then that's another thing that I wonder about is you'd think that people that are dead in one universe couldn't still be alive in the other universe, and yet, I don't know, there they are. It's hard to figure out what's going on.
But did you hear on the last episode of House, they're filming it all on, like, a digital camera?
I had not heard that.
Yep.
But doesn't everybody use digital cameras all the time now?
Well, I mean, like, a handheld digital camera.
What, you mean like a little camera that people take pictures with?
Yes.
No way.
I heard this from producer Troy, so...
Wow, that's
I don't know, look it up
crazy.
Online. I'm really too lazy to, like, search for that kind of
those
stuff.
Those goofy so. House people.
House is really good.
It is. It's fun to watch. Although nothing is quite as good as Psych.
I haven't seen it.
All right, that's
I spend most of my time playing Mahjong, not watching TV.
Oh, that's a much better idea than what I'm doing, which is watching too much TV. Although I've never actually watched TV, but... All right, that's our random non-Mahjong opening there. How was your week of actual Mahjong? Where did you play this week?
I played in two places, which I will tell you right now.
Don't save it, yes.
I can't remember what I did on Sunday. We had our tournament on Saturday. What did I do on Sunday?
We played Champions League on Monday.
Yeah.
I had Special League on.
Oh, that's right. I had... So on Saturday, we had the ReachMahjong.com Cup.
That's right. Sixth.
Yeah.
Monthly, sort of monthly.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, I had a guest job in Yokohama with Takeo Kojima.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing.
Yeah. And Aki Nikaido.
Yes. You got not quite... You got interestingly... praised and unpraised in the same sentence, huh?
Yeah, we don't have to go into details here, but he's really funny. It's just so funny to be at a guest job where people are paying us money to be there.
Uh-huh.
And hearing him say, oh yeah, this morning I didn't have time for breakfast, so I just had a highball.
He is a character. It's got to be nice to get to the age where you can just say whatever the hell you want.
Exactly.
And it just doesn't matter. People will find it entertaining.
Right. And then Tuesday I played in Kinshicho at New Sen Tenbo, Shin's parlor. And yesterday I didn't make it in time to play Fight Club for the cheap service in the morning. So instead I just went and played real Mahjong.
Wow.
At the parlor. And I haven't done that in about 2 years, I think. Just walked into a parlor and played.
Wow.
It's been at least a year and a half. I did play in Hachioji at one parlor before I had my own shop.
Huh. How did you do yesterday, then?
I did pretty good. So I played the first game, and I think I got third. And the next game, I won. And the older guy next to me, he was like, wow, you did a good job learning Mahjong. I was like, thank you. And apparently the guy across from me, like, so after, there were two older guys at the table, and they both left. And then I was like, okay, this will be my last game.
Uh-huh.
And the guy across from me is like, yeah, me too. And then later he's like, I played with you before at another parlor.
Uh-huh.
And so he had remembered me, apparently. But of course, the other two guys had no idea who I was. And later, I actually ended up going to eat with that guy later. Because, like, we said, okay, well, this is our last game.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, I was like, oh, you want to play one more? And he was like, yeah, okay. And uh-huh. It's not like we knew each other.
Uh-huh.
It's just, like, kind of both our last game. And just I'm like, hey, let's play
together.
One more.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. Uh-huh. But so we played 5 more games.
1 means 5, yes.
Right. And the whole time I was on my Mixi, like, okay, this is really my last game. Because, you know, on Mixi, they just got it so that on Facebook, it's the same on Facebook, you can do status updates.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So Mixi is like the Japanese version of the Facebook or whatever.
Right.
The SNS. So so I kept putting that on my Mixi, and then there were like 3 or 4 people, and they're like, no, I'm coming tonight, stay there. we're actually regulars at one guy actually worked at the parlor that I was at.
So oh, wow.
He's on my Mixi.
This was in...
in Tachikawa.
Tachikawa, okay.
I went to Welcome in Tachikawa, which I've been to a couple times this year because I went with my friend in A2.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't gone, like, by myself, just dropped in. So so then I ended up, like, eating with that guy I played five games with. And then we went and played Fight Club after that.
No.
Yeah, we went and played Mahjong Fight Club.
Wow.
It was a day full of mahjong.
As a mahjong parlor as a place to pick up a date. Yes.
Is it a date or not?
Well done.
How do you count it as a date? If he pays, is it a date?
I don't know. if it's a person of the opposite sex, it's a date.
Okay, well, okay. I've never dated anybody...
Actually,
who plays mahjong,
that
so...
That can't be true, because then we'd be going on dates all the time.
Right.
All
that
right,
would make it really hard for us.
Yes, we need a better classification.
Speaking of that, I recently posted 2 blogs that have gotten a lot of traffic on my Japanese blog and Mixi.
Uh-huh.
The first one is like my ibasho. How would you say that in English?
Ibasho, the where you are?
Ibasho. It's like, no, the place you belong, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Like your... Your home, your turf, uh-huh. kind of thing. And it's something that, like, I guess people kind of look for, right? So if you have a family, maybe if you have a family, you have a husband and kids, then, you know, that's your ibasho. So I kind of wrote about, you know, I've been going through some stuff for the past few years. And you know, we live in another country. It's you know, there's lots of stuff to think about in that kind of area because we don't completely fit in here all the time. And then when we go home, we don't really fit in there and... You know, lots of stuff like that. So I wrote, and I like, kind of, you know, mahjong has kind of felt like work for the past year or two, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even longer. And lately, I've really, really just been enjoying mahjong. And, like, not necessarily doing that great, but just enjoying it. So I wrote this whole blog about how the mahjong table is my ibasho.
Mm.
And when I'm there, that's when I feel... I feel, like, relaxed. I feel happy. I'm
at
happy
home.
What I'm doing. This is where I belong kind of thing. And so I got a lot of posts on that. And then the one I put up yesterday while I was waiting for my table, the mahjong parlor, was Jen's Prince. I put all of these things that my dream guy would have. All these, like, all these attributes that my dream guy would have. And there's a lot of mahjong fans out there that are sizing sizing themselves up, I guess, against this list. I got a lot of comments on that.
That
and surprisingly, mahjong was not on the list.
Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. I do like your point about like playing mahjong to enjoy it, because that was something that I think I had kind of forgotten for a little while, too. And I was really reminded of that when I was watching a Champions League game, I think, just the real Champions League, the soccer thing going on in Europe. And it was a game, I think, between Inter Milan and somebody else. I can't remember the other team. But I was watching Atoll warm up. I think he's on Inter Milan. And the guy, he just had the biggest smile on his face the whole time. He was just out there having a great time. And the game started, and he still got that big old smile on his face. And you're thinking... This is a guy that's not at work.
Right.
It's his job, right? It's his job to be a professional soccer player, but it doesn't look like he's working. And Ronaldinho looks like that all the time.
Yeah.
He's got that big old smile on his face, and you're just all, wow, what a goofball. They're having fun out there. They're enjoying what they're doing, and I think that being that relaxed while they're at work helps them also become or play, you know, really at a much higher level than they might if they were like all stressed about the fact, oh, I might work, I got to do this, I got to do well in this or whatever.
Right.
They can relax and they can take it to their opponents because they just love what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was something that you mentioned to me too, and I gave a speech at Rotary last month, and I used that in my speech.
Yeah,
after you mentioned, I actually mentioned your name.
Wow.
I said, you know, the other day I was really losing, and I was texting Garth the whole time, and he said, you know what, Jen, you're playing Mahjong.
What?
This is a game. You like this game. You're playing this game because you like it, and you're getting paid for it. What more could you want? And it really, I really took that to heart. Really, really helped me.
Cool. Very nice. Yes, the only other thing that could be better is if we also got paid to go surfing.
I would pick snowboarding. I do like snowboarding.
All right. Well, yes, you did mention one of the big events for this weekend. We had our sixth ReachMahjong.com Cup.
Right.
The winner was Yasumi Inada, who has been playing Mahjong on a real table now for all of, what, 2 months? 3 months?
Yeah.
And she won the whole thing. Congratulations to Yasumi.
Yeah.
Who will be playing. She gets an invitation now to the World Series of Mahjong Reach event.
She's also going to be helping us with the Japanese site from now on.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And to any of you out there who think, you know, you're having a tough time getting up to speed on Mahjong, there's a prime example for you. You know, it doesn't take that much time if you just jump in, just say I'm just going to jump in and go for it, and that's what she's done, and she has really really improved a lot in just a couple months.
She has. I'm impressed every time I see her with how much she's improved. She said she goes like 2 or 3 times a week to play live when she's busy. So when she's not busy, she's going more. And
also, following in the footsteps of other greats, like, for example, me, she likes to chombo once or twice a tournament, which is certainly something I remember doing quite a bit in my first year of play.
There's something called chombo luck.
Yes.
In Japanese, it's very common that when you chombo, you will go on and win the game.
Which has got to be especially frustrating for the for the other opponents. They're like, wow, this person can foul and then even still win the game. Wow,
right.
They must really be pretty strong. Speaking of chombo, I did my best chombo at the very end of Champions League last week when I was at the same table with Mr. Yoshida. I had played 3 pretty good games. I was up probably about 36 points, and in the last game I kind of decided to go for it in a shaky situation through a mangan, and then later again I decided to go for it in an even more shaky dicey situation, and I threw Oya dealer mangan, so that was 12,000 points. So then I'm really down, and I get to ready with a hand where I'm waiting for the 2 and 5 of cracks. And the Dordo was the 3 of cracks, and I had 2 of them in my hand because I had 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. So I was waiting for the 2 and the 2 and 5, and Yoshida threw out the 1, and I said, and the thing is, this is something that I've been caught on before when I started to say Ron, but I didn't actually finish it, and I didn't finish it again. But having been called for chombo on that before, I was ready to just say, okay, yeah, I said Ron. Even though I didn't quite say Ron.
Right.
I've tried to argue that before, that I said, you know, I didn't actually say Ron. I said Ro. And then I stopped. But that's never quite worked before. And, of course, my intention was to say Ron. So it's certainly not like I was totally saying something else, and then they caught me on some technicality.
Right.
I was intending to say Ron, and then I stopped, and people did kind of stop and look up, but I just kind of averted my eyes somewhere else, and people kind of like, oh, I guess that was nothing, and then 2 discards later, the dealer threw the 2 of cracks, which I said Ron. Which I was like, and then I kind of looked around again to see if anybody was going to say anything, and nobody said anything. So I got my my 8,000 points for that, which was pretty amazing. I thought,
wow,
pretty lucky that I did not get called on the foul there and lose a lot more points. That did kind of bring me back up to only a much smaller minus in my last game, and that was followed by a comment from Yoshida, "Mottai nai," which is something I blogged about recently. God, I've been hearing that from everybody lately after each tournament or whatever. Mottai nai. Mottai nai in Japanese, in English, means what a waste.
Yeah.
And it's true. Every session I've played the last couple weeks, I've had really good scores, and at some point I decided to just go for it in a dicey situation, and I threw a whole bunch of points. And it is a huge waste.
Yeah.
I had a lot of opportunities in the last couple of weeks where I could have had really, really big wins, and I turned them into sort of just minor wins by not playing tight. So that's a little disappointing for me.
Yeah, I've been thinking of that a lot when I've been playing too, and I think it's like really a sign that I'm playing better and thinking about the game better lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's a lot of situations like, oh, that was a waste right there. And not just like when I discard into someone else's, but when I miss a pawn, or when I, sometimes when I do pawn, and it's kind of a wasted pawn.
Right. One of the things that I've been hearing, especially Yamai, has been saying at Sparta lately, when he looks at something that somebody does, he says, you know, that play is matoku janai, amari toku ga nai.
So there's no value in it, basically.
Right, there's no... It's not... I think what you would call it, at least in poker, would be... It would be a losing bet. It's a style of play that is going... That may sometimes win for you in you know, a couple situations here and there. But if you make that play all the time, you are going to lose more often than you win.
Right.
Which I think is what he means by toku ga nai. There's no... The expected value of that play in the end is going to be less than what you would really like.
Right.
It's a losing bet, and especially, you know, like these situations where I've gone for it, you know, it's true. Possibly sometimes I might be able to get away with a move like that, but in general, I think they were bad moves from the beginning, and I probably shouldn't have tried to go for it in that situation. There was no reason for me to go for it there. Well, all right, I had a reason to go for it there, but I should have realized that in the end, if I keep playing that way, I'm going to lose more often than I win. So yes, that was my Champions League, and I did the same thing in Special League through a tile that I knew was dangerous, and I thought, well, maybe I can get away with it, and I sure couldn't, and it cost me big. And the thing is, they weren't even really hands that were that big, but the thing that really killed me is the fact that I was really close. I was really near the positive border,
right?
And so having pushed myself down, not only did I lose that 2,000 or 3,000 points to that guy, but I also lost you know, the placing bonus for going below 30,000 points. So it's not just a 2,000 point swing or a 3,000 point swing. It's more like a 10,000 point swing in the
right
end.
Exactly. You have to double whatever.
Right.
That you let go or would have won with.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I had some really big swings in the last couple of weeks that could have been avoided had I played, you know, just better style. And, yes, probably just, like we were saying before, if I had been just trying to have fun instead of, I gotta win, I probably would have had the wherewithal to let those hands go. Just say, you know what, I've had enough fun this game. I can have fun here in second place instead of trying to somehow finagle first and then drop down to fourth. Whoops!
I just got a text from Ikue Watanabe, who is another pro.
Oh, wow, there's a name we haven't heard from
in
a while.
Yeah, she's another pro in JPML.
Uh-huh.
The Japan Professional Mahjong League, which is league. Renmei can be translated as league. Even on the dictionary in my phone. Just a reference.
Yes, that was an issue.
Absolutely can. And League of Nations is also Ren. Anyway,
she
is the one who actually we have to thank for becoming pros.
Yes, thank you, Ikue.
So so she, and I was really good friends with her when we first came in. Mm-hmm. I hung out with her a lot. You came and hung out with us a lot, too.
Yes, I did.
We went to karaoke and stuff, and Fridays. I think that was all in the same day, but... she's living in Sendai now, so I think I'm going to go see her next month.
Wow, that is far away.
Yeah.
At least from a Japan sort of perspective.
Yeah. It's not that far, but it's far.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's good to hear from Ikue. Is she still playing in the league at all anymore?
I think she's taking a break from the league, but she's still playing on Fight Club.
Very nice.
And we're going to take another trip this weekend.
Yes, we are going to Osaka.
Yeah, we're going to go... you guys know the song on the outro, the one that goes, Ponchi, Lichi, Ni, Patsuron.
Yes, we are going to visit that guy.
Karaoke is our other talent. Well, that is sung by a reggae artist named Chehon. He is, I think, Korean descent, born and raised in Japan. And he's actually getting kind of big. He's signed with Sony.
Wow.
And we're going to go meet him. Or that watch him, at least. Exciting. We might meet him. I have some souvenirs, some special Mahjong Fight Club goods, because that song is actually called Mahjong Fight Club. You might be able to find it on iTunes. It might only be available on the Japanese side. I'm not sure. But try and look for it on iTunes. It's by Chehon, Chehon. So I got him some special Mahjong Fight Club goods from our video game. Because I'm really interested to find out if he took the name from the Konami's video game or if he just thought of it himself.
Yeah, that would be an interesting point.
Yeah, I'm really interested. But I guess he loves Mahjong, so it's going to be fun.
Alrighty then. I was going to say, just to give people a perspective on how we're doing in Champions League, there are a lot of the names we like to talk about in the top 30. Nakamura, Yoshida, Kono is in 12th place. Ide, Yamai, Nakata, Aizawa, Setsuma are all in the top 30. We are very close to the top 30. You are currently in 32nd with positive 12 points, and I am in 35th with 7.8 points. But big news there is that the finals for Champions League is the same weekend as the World Series of Mahjong. So I don't know. I'm thinking that even if I were to qualify for the finals of Champions League, I might probably skip it and stay for the World Series. I think I would. I don't know. It's a slightly bigger event for me, I think. Also, there is Special League this week, I was just talking about. Special League is headed up at the moment by Ide, who's in first with 135 points, way ahead of second place Horiuchi, who has somewhere about 40 or 50 points, I think. Horiuchi and Kamimura is also in sixth place, but they are both minus in normal league. So they've and actually they've got kind of big minuses in normal league. So if they want to take advantage of their standing, they're in special league. They're going to have to get some big positive scores. I am right behind Kamimura in seventh place in special league, and I still have a positive score in normal league. So if I could improve my standing a little bit in Special League, I might actually get a nice little jump up in leagues. Let's see. Other stuff going on in the world of Mahjong this week. On the 23rd, the U.S. Pro Mahjong League is having their monthly Learn to Play Mahjong event. If you happen to hear this before the 23rd, get out there to New York City and learn to play Mahjong. Or learn to play Reach Mahjong, the only way to play.
Right.
And speaking speaking of the U.S. PML, a couple of their members, David Bresnik and Charlene Yi, perhaps I'm getting that pronunciation better this time, they went to visit the Mahjong exhibit at the Jewish Heritage Museum, and they said it was pretty cool. They did talk about a couple of the interesting exhibits they saw. One of the things that I thought was interesting was the first tile. They had a sort of an exhibit showing like the way tiles have sort of evolved from when they first got to America, and the first tiles they had were made of cardboard.
Really?
Yes, before they started making plastic and other style tiles.
Cardboard,
yes. And the other cool part about the exhibit is that there is a table set up in the middle of the exhibit where people can just start playing.
Cool.
So you can just go in there and actually experience Mahjong if you want to sit down and take the time, and even become a part of the exhibit yourself.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Be part of an exhibit.
Yes. We are sort of part of exhibits all the time. We are on display. Other stuff going on. The European Reach Championship has closed registration for people who just want to register on their own. That closed on the 15th. But they do still have a couple spots open if you can convince your national league to nominate you for through the EMA, I guess. The nominated members still have a chance to get in before until the 15th of June. That's next month. So if you want to join the European Reach Championship, see if you can get a nomination from your national association. I was hoping I could make it out there for that, but I'm going to be stuck in special league. So sorry, I will not be there. And you may, yes.
I'm planning to be there. Yes.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to have to go to America in June, and I can't make it to the UK tournament anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I have kind of a family emergency, so I'll be going home
instead.
All
these things are coming to a head at the same time.
But I'm planning to be in Germany in July, so I will keep you posted.
Very nice, very nice. All right, and that is what is happening in the world of Mahjong these days. Let's see, any other housekeeping issues to wrap up here at the end?
The new forums are up.
New forums, that's right. We can talk about Mahjong.
It's reachmahjong.com/en/forum, I believe. Somewhere around there. Go check it out.
All right.
I think you can get there from the front page. I think maybe Gemma's journal might lead to it.
Very nice.
And yeah, if you already had an ID, your IDs are all transferred over. I think you're going to have to reset your password. But go ahead and do that. We're getting the new design and colors up really soon, so take a look. The Japanese site is coming in the next week. The new Japanese site, it's going to match the English site, but I think the color scheme is going to be different.
Sounds exciting. And as always, you are still playing on Mahjong Club?
Yes.
Mahjong Club.
I was supposed to play this morning, but I had internet issues, so I will be on tomorrow instead, which will be probably before you guys hear this podcast anyway. But I'm there every Thursday Japanese time from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. So that's Wednesday in most of the rest of the world.
Very nice, very nice. All right, kind of a relaxed podcast this time out. Once again, as always, if you would like to get in touch with us, I am Garth, E-G-A-R-T-H-E at reachmahjong.com, and your address is
Jen, J-E-N-N at Mahjong, reachmahjong.com. Not just Mahjong. Don't do Mahjong.com.
Yeah, that would not work.
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope to have some good news for you again next week.
Thank you. See ya. Bye. ポンチリーチに一発ロー南生じゃやりましょう目指すはもちろん100万勝モニーは絶対賭けましょうポンチリーチに一発ロー上がれば気分はもう最高場所はかなり寂れたジャンス麻雀ファイトクラブ